And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Maui Jim Sunglasses, the choice of the best captains. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray and rock god Rick Mexa.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Happy Easter to everybody out there. Pete Gray here, rock god Rick Mexa, and we have Captain Derek Waldman from the Red Rooster 3 talking big fish fishing, talking bluefin, yellowtail, and more here on Easter Sunday in March. Talking bluefin.
Bluefins, man. Yeah. It's just so cool.
It doesn't even sound right. I still don't believe it yet.
Yeah.
You know, I know Danny put up a nice little section in Fish Dope, and I'm sure that we'll hear more about it once we talk to our saltwater guide or your saltwater guide, Dave Hansen. But, you know, good info about fish on the 60, fish 15 all the way up to 60 pounds, and good fishing there. I don't know if that's where the day and a half guys were fishing or not. I don't know if it's multiple areas. I don't know anything. What I do know is there are bluefin, and they are biting, and they're in day and a half range, and it's March, and that is so rad, man.
Pretty
cool. So
cool.
As you can hear, we've just got an awesome show going on today. Another full hour here, Let's Talk Hookup coming for you. And again, we would just love to hear from you. If you want to be a part of the show this morning, give us a call. Two ways you can reach us, 858 area code 457-1090. That's our local number, or toll free, 877-792-1090. If you want to get through, those are your shots. As Pete mentioned earlier, too, not only do we have Derek Waldman in here talking all kinds of big fish fishing, all kinds of fishing in general today, also giving away an awesome prize, half-day passes for two aboard the Daily Double out of Point Loma Sport Fishing. Cool pack, includes a tackle rental if you need it, and a great time to go get in on some half-day action.
You betcha. All right. Hey, I want to tell you about a really great event that CCA is sponsoring, CCA California, and it's going to be at the Kona Kai Marina in San Diego on Shelter Island, Saturday, April 16th, 6 to 10 p.m., aboard the Pacific Provider, that amazing mothership. It's only here for a few more weeks, and it's going to be a fun event. $50 a person, includes dinner. It's Bill Boyce's new Dollar Fishing Club, and there's going to be drinks and a good time there, kind of just a general get-together with a lot of good knowledge and some seminars and stuff like that, but limited only 50 people and all raising money to go fight our causes with CCA California. So that's going to be on Saturday, April 16th. That's the night before Day at the Docks, which is April 17th on Sunday. So if you're coming down for Day at the Docks, spend the night, hang out on
CCA
the Pacific Provider, do the CCA fundraiser. Contact to Wayne, who's our fantastic director there at CCA, W. Koto, K-O-T-O-W, at ccacalifornia.org. W. Koto, K-O-T-O-W, at ccacalifornia.org for that great event aboard the Pacific Freighter. Again, only allowed 50 people on that great you won't believe, if you haven't been aboard the Pacific Freighter, you got to check
it out.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Look who's on the line. It's Jackurit. What's up,
hey,
Jack?
The ambassador. What's
morning.
Up, Jack?
Listen, I just want to say hello to Derek. And I just texted you, Pete, a photo of Derek and a really cool fish just off of Clarion Island a couple of years ago. I ought to check it out. It's I think it's a broomtail grouper, but Derek would know for sure.
That's cool.
Yeah, we've had some great times. Derek's a great captain. Really is.
Yeah, indeed.
When he joined the Red Rooster, it really ramped up that operation beautifully. He's the perfect addition to Andy. Really is.
Yeah.
I just want to say
Jack.
Hello. Yeah, it's okay.
You fished with Derek and Andy several times aboard the Red Rooster, right?
Oh, yeah.
Lots of accurate trips on there.
Yeah. And I was with Derek even on the Excel years ago. But check that, if you can, check that photo out. I think Derek might get a kick out of it.
Yeah, cool. Yeah.
Excellent. Thanks, Jack.
Is there a guy that has more fun than Jack does on a long-range trip? I mean, I always say he's just got it figured out.
He's got it wired.
Yeah, not worried about the biggest pile, not worried about anything else, just worried about having a good time.
When I finally take time off and do a trip, I want to do what he does.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Jack's got it figured out.
You got it down, Jack. You got it. That's what it is.
Jack's
right
my
there.
Hero.
That's the way you fish.
You know, that's all
well,
I
you know. It's not that easy. It's not that easy being Jack.
It's challenging. Aren't you headed for, like, the East Cape here soon? That's another tough time?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. God.
Keep honest.
Go down there and fish with Mark Rayer and hang out at Rancho Leonero.
Hang out with John.
That sounds so horrible.
Yeah, poor Jack.
Enjoy what I call paradise.
I feel for him.
Yeah. It's tough. Tough being Jack.
Doing it right, Jack.
Okay. All right. Nice to hear from you, Jack. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right. Well, hey, the phone lines are packed up. Everybody wants to talk to Derek. Our local line, all full. But again, you want to get through toll-free, 877-792-1090. That is your chance to get through. Let's talk to Bruce calling from Lemon Grove. What's up, Bruce? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, guys.
Morning.
What up, Bruce?
Hey, Derek, I've been on your boat a couple times, and when we, you know, been successful, we deployed the skiffs. How often did you guys get a chance to do that last year?
Not very often. With the innovations in Spectra and small reels, all the line capacity is so great that you don't get spooled like you did in the old days, having a 50 wide with straight 100-pound on it and having 400 yards of line. Nowadays, you have an average of 700 yards a line on a reel when you're fishing big fish, so we haven't really deployed the skiffs all that much this last year. It does happen from time to time, but you know, with all the line capacity out in these reels now, it's not really a necessity as it used to be, you know, where you throw the backup out and then you got to get the skiff ready and go out. You know, obviously if it happens, we still do it, but not as often as years passed.
So do you bring the skiffs on every long trip?
Yes.
You do, okay.
Yes, we do. Just in case.
Sure.
You know, you never know. Stuff happens. You need to get out there and go finish your battle. Bring them just
what's
in case.
For somebody that doesn't know, maybe they haven't done a long-range trip or whatever, what when we talk about, you know, you get the skiff, like, one, what is that, and what's the scenario that whole thing goes down? Maybe you walk through, like, a scenario on a long-range trip.
Yeah, we bring two Livingston's catamaran style skiffs. I want to say they're 12 footers. I know there's a following in San Diego about them. The people just get them and fish them. They're actually really stable and they work really well in rough conditions in the middle of nowhere out Hurricane Bank. But you know, for the first time guy that's going to get ready to go for a ride, he hooks a fish, puts it in gear, maybe, you know, doesn't have the drag up as high as he normally would or should. And you start getting spooled, and we clip on a backup rig, toss it over, run upstairs, have two guys on each side of the skiff, boom it up, put it on some skids, slide it down, start the motor, go back, put down the boarding ladder, help you into the skiff with one of our licensed crew members on board, and you sit in the front chair and have a good time.
Yeah.
Chase it down.
And now the little boat takes off with you or one of the other experienced captains driving the skiff, and you basically chase the thing down, go get your... So and maybe, again, I know it's bouncing around, but talk about what the backup is. Like,
backup,
somebody's never been? I mean,
we have, I want to say, two backups, not to mention all our backup floats that aren't attached to rods. So I think we have a total of five or six. But the typical backup rod has two floats on it and a big snap swivel, two big snap swivels. God, they're not even swivels, they're like clamps. Yeah, and we clamp them to the eyes on your reel when you're getting spooled. We back the drag off. It's generally a giant 80 filled with Dacron or 200-pound Spectra, and that's tied to the buoy, which in turn is hooked onto your reel, onto your lugs, and we have it in free spool, and away it goes.
Have you ever lost one of the reels that you clip on there?
No, I have not, but there is a story, and this was Jack's trip.
Of course Jack was involved. There's a story, right?
2 years ago. Well, he was sleeping at this time.
Oh, okay.
One of his other passengers on board, and we had a guy out, and we were fishing sharks at night. He was. And he set the rod down, and he only clipped it in one clip but didn't close it all the way.
Oh.
And it was an accurate 50 and a brand-new custom rod, and it went over.
Oh.
Well, he was bummed out. He had to tell the guy about it. But the next night, we went back and fishing night jacks, and I sunk a yo-yo jig out down, I don't know, 40 fathoms, and I hooked the line.
No way.
We got the rod back the next day.
Come on. The next day.
It was overboard for a full day. Went out, fished the whole nine.
Yeah. The reel, the handle turned, but it wouldn't go in a free spool or something the next day. It had been sitting underwater. It was completely spooled.
Wow.
And I want to say it was like a little 15-pound something.
That guy owed you big there, huh?
I hope he's listening right now. He knows who he is. I'm not going to name him.
That's a cool story.
He stole my bag and never returned it for his travel back from the flyback.
Oh, man. All right. That's a good story. But, yeah, I mean, usually when you clip on those backup rigs, you got the float on there. Even if the line breaks, you're going to get it back because
you're clipped to the float.
It's clipped to the float.
Yeah.
So.
I've never seen one go over and not.
So don't be afraid. So the motto is, if you need to do it, if you're getting spooled and you want that fish, don't be afraid to throw your line.
We talk about a quarter spool left, you start screaming.
We talk about a lot. The scenario is the same a lot of times. Pre everything going down, when you're talking about it, like, I've got $1,000 into this reel. I've got $400 into my custom rod. I got all the Spectre. There's no way I'm going to throw mine. If I don't stop them, whatever, I'm just going to break them off this, that, and the other. And all the time you hear talking about, I'm not throwing my gear over. When your adrenaline is going and that fish is peeled off, 600 yards of line in 2 seconds,
you're screaming for the backup.
Yeah, you don't throw that thing in the water fast enough. You throw it in. Yeah, man, send that sucker in. Let's go. Your adrenaline is pumping so high, that whole thought of, I don't want to put it in the water, that goes away right now. Throw it in the water, man. Let's get this thing.
And it's a good show. Everyone in the long-range business who's been doing it for a while knows the techniques on how to get a backup on and in the water. And if you're lucky enough to be on a boat and watch it happen, stand back, watch.
It's pretty cool.
It's controlled chaos.
Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah, indeed.
Hey, well, with that, it's time to find out what's going on. The man, your saltwater guide, Captain Dave Hansen, our FishDope.com reporter, is on the line with a report sponsored by Terrafin Sea Surface Temperature Charts. Focus your offshore fishing in the most productive areas by using Terrafin. And now with Terrafin Mobile, you can take it with you on your iPad, on your iPhone, or your Android device. Just download the latest chart before you leave, and all the information will be right there as you need it. Check Terrafin.com for more information. Let's talk to the man. Dave Hansen's on the line. What's up, Dave?
Hey, good morning, guys. Good morning. Happy Easter.
Likewise. Easter, Dave.
Now, this is too early for an April Fool's joke. Is it true? Are there blue fins to go catch?
That's what I'm hearing. That's what I'm seeing. I'm seeing and I'm hearing. I know there's been talk about it on the airplanes, been seeing them out on the 60 and the 43 here and there. So I guess finally they decided to go catch a few and they're biting a little bit.
That's awesome.
We go. A little early, but we'll take it.
We'll take it.
That's for sure.
Always.
You know, guys, there's yellowtail everywhere, like we've been talking for the last month. Unfortunately, we're going to have a little blow again this week. So we're going to have to reset the deck here on Friday and see what happens. I was out there on a Saturday at San Clemente Island. There's big schools of that 5 to 10 pound fish breezing all over the front side of the island mixed up with bonita. The calico bass fishing's just phenomenal on the front side of the island, all big fish. The front side of the island snapped right back out of that blow. The water was back up to 64 by the time we left the island there Saturday afternoon. We got over there, it was 62 and a half. In the afternoon, it was 64. The weather was just gorgeous. My buddy Sean Morgan was over at Catalina yesterday. Said he had a couple of nicer grade yellowtails back there on the back by Banana Rock. So I know the sport boats have been picking away on the yellows all over that back side of the island, middle of the back side of Catalina. So there's still good yellowtail fishing at Catalina. There's fish on the front side. There's lots of that bonita on the front side, which historically we haven't seen for quite a while, consistent bonita fishing day after day. So that's pretty cool. And then that bluefin down below, I think we're in store for another phenomenal year. Yes, the red crabs are everywhere, and I don't know anybody that's ever seen it 3 years straight. So hold on to your hats. Get ready. All I can tell you is, you got to go fishing as much as you can from now until the end of the year because you might be lucky and get in on some extraordinary bites somewhere.
Indeed. Get it while we can because this is going to be one phenomenal season. It's certainly shaping up to be that way. And the way you stay in tune with it is with FishDope.com. Danny and the boys over at FishDope really have it dialed in with help from Dave Hansen, Mark Wish, and guys like that. Dial it in whether you're fishing Catalina, Clemente, offshore or inshore. FishDope.com is what you need. It's really inexpensive, too. $169 for a full year, but wait, $20 off a new membership if you use the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space. It's good for a full year. You buy it today, Dave, you get to use it for the whole year, right?
Exactly. It's not like your California fishing license where it's only good for the duration of the year till the end of the year. It's good from the day you buy it for a year.
Yep.
Guys, we are going over to Don Hampson's house for Easter Sunday lunch today. I can't wait. It sounds like there's some grumbling that he might get disappointment, so we're all pretty excited. We're going to go celebrate today with him.
Yeah, that'd be great. Yeah, we need Don for sure on the commission, Fish and Game Commission,
absolutely.
Right? That's great. That's good news. It's looking good, huh?
Yeah, that's what we hear. That's the word on the street.
Wow.
So we'll see what happens.
Don, we're pulling for you, man,
yeah,
for sure. And we need a guy like your dad to be on that Fish and Game Commission and bring some sanity to that thing.
Absolutely.
Hey, Dave, how do we get a hold of you? We want to go fishing with you.
Well, guys, there's a couple of different ways to go fishing with me. I have a 65 Hatteras out of Dana Point that we do charters on. You can give me a call if you want to charter the boat. Or if you have your own boat, you want me to come with you on your boat and teach you how to use all those electronics you bought, show you where to, how to, just give me a call at 949-374-0786, and I'll get on the water with you, and we'll go catch some fish.
All right.
Sounds good to me, Dave.
Appreciate that report. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, guys. We'll talk to you next week. Thanks for letting me call in. Bye.
Yeah. Thanks, Dave.
See ya.
All right. Well, hey, let's jump right back into the phones. They're getting packed up. 858-457-1090 open right now. We're going to jump into those phones, talk to Glenn calling us from Pomona. What's up, Glenn? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey there. Yeah, this is Glenn from Pomona. It was first time caller.
Hey, nice to hear from
you. Thanks for calling in.
Letting us know.
Right, yeah. And I'd just like to know, back in the day, back in 91 there, there was a good old monsoon back in that day. That summer, man, it was hotter. It was just on fire that year. And I'd like to know where all the Dorado went. You know what I mean? Has there been, we used to hop from patty to patty, and, man, we were catching Dorado like ninth owl.
Wow. They're around. They're still here, right?
They're somewhere.
Great Dorado.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say, wasn't this last year for the overnight and day guys? Even
really good Dorado fishing.
Yeah. Half day boats got into them.
I mean, I know John Ireland used to say Dorado are like vermin in the East Cape. It's not like that anymore. But I think in Mexico, they got hammered pretty hard on the commercial side.
Did they?
And they're keeping an eye on that down in Mexico now, too, to try and stop that. But they grow fast, one of the fastest growing fishes on the planet.
They are. I can't remember the actual stats, but a foot a year. A foot a year.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Think about that.
Yeah.
That is crazy.
Yeah. But they're around and
they're,
with
not
this
right
year
now,
being
but
a
positive.
Yeah. This year, warm water year again. We're going to catch Dorado, right?
Well, yeah, but I'm going to try my best to buy a skiff and get a local Wahoo this year. I missed out on the last
one. Oh, there you go. You just got to follow Rick. That's the key.
That's what I'm going to do.
Just come with me, dog. I got
you. That's what I'm doing.
I would say that we typically see, and you would know much better, Derek, but up here, Dorado is something you're going to see, but it's a fall. Fall is when you're going to catch them good, right?
Normally later in the summer.
Late summer.
Early fall. Mm-hmm. The water's at its peak as far as temperature goes. And the fish are moving up from Baja, obviously.
Get on the kelps.
And they get on the kelps and they stick with them. And, you're absolutely correct on that one. Late summer, early fall is best chance for a private guy or going out on an overnight boat to get some on some kelps.
You know, I'll tell you something. If you're a guy that really wants to catch a Dorado this year that we definitely don't have wired by any means, far, far from it. But you know what? Those things are just a sucker for picking off that open water fish is we trolled a pretty fair amount of ballyhoo last year, marlin fishing and things like that, and wahoo fishing. Wahoo eat those ballyhoo real good, so we trolled them. And I'm not good at that at all, but my boat partner Neil is really good at the whole chin weight rig trolling ballyhoo. If there's a Dorado within 20 miles and you're trolling a ballyhoo behind them, those things,
they're gonna eat it, huh?
Oh my, it's crazy. Like I can't tell you how many times we had just the open water jig strike trying to catch a marlin or wahoo, get zip, hook a fish, stoked, maybe trying for something other than a Dorado. Dorado comes flying out of the water. I mean,
sweet.
They ate those things good. So it's something to think about. And with Dana Landing, now going to be a big supply of ballyhoo, it's another thing that's for sure worth putting in the arsenal. I mean, you control those things
good
around.
Good idea.
They get bit really good.
How do you rig them?
I mean, there's a lot of different ways, but the... the easiest way is to use a piece of Spectra or a piece of Dacron, and you basically use a small rigging needle, and you just make a cross. You kind of pass through the eye socket in a cross shaped, and then you put your hook right in between that cross. You know, you basically build an X out of Dacron going around the head and around the eye, and then you just put your hook underneath that X. And then you attach a little chin weight, you know, a little 3/8 ounce
fighting egg sinker.
Yeah. And that provides weight. Put your hook right through that. And that's the easiest way. Other way would be to push the hook through the gill plate, a longer shanked hook, pop it out, you know, kind of behind the, kind of midway down the belly and either use a piece of copper wire or again a piece of Dacron. And again, you cross through the eyes, cross through the gill plate, hold everything together, and then put your hook in through that cross.
You pre-rig
hard to explain
before you
on
go.
The radio show.
Yeah.
Yes and no. I mean, you can do it while you go. It only takes a few minutes to do it. But just like anything nowadays, if you really wanted to do it, jump onto YouTube. There's 10,000 videos of how to rig, because that's the only way they fish in other places.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Sit down, watch a half a dozen YouTube videos. You'll be a
you go to
an
East
internet
Cape,
expert.
You go on anywhere in Mexico, they're fishing ballyhoo full
yeah.
speed.
Mm-hmm. It's something. I mean, it's just one of those things. Is it the only way to do it? Of course not. But it's another very very worthy technique to have in your arsenal, even up here.
Yeah, good idea, Derek. Do you use ballyhoo on the? You don't really troll on the long range boats.
We troll for wahoo, but not. Not
that
live baits. We troll at 8.5 to 9 knots. So we've got marauders and those cowbells things and that kind of stuff. But no live bait slow trolling for us.
Well, the difference is how many scoops of sardine do you guys carry on the Red Rooster 3?
Yeah, okay, we got 1, 3, about 350
yeah.
maybe if
scoops.
Everything's full. Yeah,
350 scoops.
Yeah.
So when you need to have bait, you just pour it on them.
Yeah,
you don't need to worry about trolling one at a time.
No, negative. Andy's up there. Let him have it. Just fling him over the side. That's my favorite.
Oh,
favorite time of big fish fishing is watching them boil and blow out in the corner.
Sweet.
When you're throwing scoops
over.
I'll
bet.
Gotta love
That's
it.
That's awesome.
All right, let's go ahead and jump back into the phones, Rick.
You got it, man. How about we talk to Richard? He's calling us from Monrovia this morning. Hi, Richard. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, gentlemen. Happy Easter.
You too, Richard. Thank you.
Hey, Rick and Derek, I fish with a pro angler mainly, but I'm looking for a universal rod like Torium 16, 60-pound Spectra, and I'm trying to fish 7'7" for wahoo bombs to yo-yoing, if possible.
Wahoo bombs to yo-yoing. Well, there's various rods out there. I like the 700 medium heavy from CalStar. The United Composites, I want to say, would be the... God, I just got one from Randy at the show, too. The 7-foot tilefish, 7.5-foot tilefish, heavy. One of those would probably work for you. I like a little bit longer, maybe 7.5, 8-foot rod, just for being able to throw the jig. But those would work, I would say, would be your standard. Go for something 7, 7.5-foot and a medium heavy to a heavy outfit for yo-yo jigging and for wahoo to have an all-around functional rod anyways.
I like a new one that Terramar made this year. Like, the Terramar line has been around for quite a while, but they added some 7.5-foot heavier models, and there is one that I really like for that. They make a 76H and a 76XH. The 76H I like a lot for a Torium 20, especially a guy that, like you say, fishes in a kayak a lot, because it would also maybe double as a rod that you could just slow troll a mackerel and catch your big yellow or your big sea bass or yo-yo jig with. So real small butt section, so it'd fit in your rod holder. So I like that one. And then I also like that CalStar 7400H. Very similar. It's just it's a pretty darn fast tapered rod. And for yo-yo and wahoo, I like that. I like a rod that's real fast. And fast taper refers to how quickly the bend stops, you know, so it stops bending sooner and gets into the backbone faster. And for a wahoo that's got a real hard mouth, I like a rod that doesn't bend a whole lot. You know, the first little tip section bends and then it gets into the backbone.
You don't want a real parabolic rod
right,
for that.
Those things have such a hard jaw, you want that rod to lock up sooner so you're digging that hook
digging into them
a little better. But those are my two favorites, too.
Good call. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more great information. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup, Mighty 1090.
Hot Cod Rick here for West Coast Marine and Parker Boats. You see them all over Southern California waters. Parker Boats at the launch ramp, the offshore islands. You wake up in the morning on an overnight trip, and there they are. Parker Boats of all size fishing in the same area as the sporties. There's a good reason for it. Fishability and seaworthiness. Of all the boats out there, my boat partner and I chose to get a brand new 25 Parker center console from Kevin Kelly and the gang at West Coast Marine, and I could not be happier. Wow, what a fishing machine. Parker Marine builds a heavy-duty, industrial-strength boat, probably overbuilt. But that's why so many 4- and 6-pack charters choose to operate Parkers. We thank the guys at Pinnacle Sport Fishing, Season Sport Fishing, One-Man Charters, Black and Blue Sport Fishing for their confidence in Parker boats. Take it from me, if you are ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, and honest deal, you need to see Kevin Kelly at West Coast Marine, located at 1555 Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa, or check out their inventory and information at westcoastmarine.com.
Time to talk about great equipment from Shimano. You're talking surface iron, we're talking Terramar and Tranx, Trinidad, and Torium, yeah, right?
That's it. You got the lineup there, yeah, for sure. And the cool thing about the Shimano surface iron game is they make the right reel for what your budget has. You can get a fantastic surface iron, full-on rod reel. You can get a nice Terramar for under $200. You can get a Torium for under $250. You can have a really high-end surface iron combo to get you started that's not just good enough but fantastic. And then as the budget increases, they make, without question, the nicest surface iron reel in the world in a Trinidad 20A. Best free spool, most torque, most power, just awesome.
Cast it a mile. And then if you like to fish Power Pro on your surface iron, the Tranx, man.
That's it, man. You got
it. 500 Tranx HG, right?
That's
what I'm taking to Panama, I'll tell you what.
The best casting reel for braid for surface iron.
And easy.
Yeah.
You can cast control it, a whole deal. So check it out, the lineup of surface iron equipment from Shimano.
Cast Tours is a family-owned and operated travel company that specializes in taking you to great fishing destinations. They take pride in providing the best and most affordable vacation packages available. For over 20 years, Cast Tours has been creating unique sport fishing and vacation trips. Whether it's a fishing trip, a family vacation, or an adventure, they will provide you the service and value you deserve. Call Cast Tours at 800-593-6510 or check casttours.com.
If you are ready to experience a real Alaska fishing adventure, check out Whaler's Cove Lodge in Angoon, Alaska. The calm waters around Whaler's Cove are 100 miles from any large towns, so you will enjoy a wilderness adventure without any crowds. Whaler's Cove Lodge has some of the best salt and freshwater fishing in Alaska, and there is no need for a bumpy boat ride for hours. You can find productive fishing for salmon, halibut, and rockfish just 10 minutes from the lodge. Whaler's Cove also offers fantastic freshwater fishing in wilderness streams for wild salmon and trout. The Whaler's Cove experience will fulfill your wildest Alaska dreams on the calm water of the Inside Passage or on a spectacular stream. It's your choice every day at the Whaler's Cove Lodge. After fishing, you will dine on fabulous meals created daily by the Whaler's Cove chefs and relax in your comfortable room or cabin. Learn more about this exciting Alaska destination on their website at whalerscovelodge.com or call 800-423-3123. Whaler's Cove Lodge, a real Alaskan fishing adventure.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
Ranch is small, you know. It's very personal, very intimate. I don't think there's anywhere else that you could have the old Baja feel and have all those miles of beachfront, the palapa roofs and the stone walls. There's not a room that you don't have some kind of ocean view. You don't give up any amenities at the ranch. It's just very rustic. You know how when you cook outdoors it tastes better? Well, that's Rancho Leonero. It just tastes better. We have paddle boards. We've got kayaks. We've got snorkeling equipment, of course. We've got 12 super pongas. We have dive trips. We've got over 40 kayaks at the hotel. We've got all accurate equipment, very top of the line. And when the fishing's good, we'll freeze your fish, pack it all up, send it home with you. People love it. They'll come back 5-6 times a year. That's the highest accolade we can get. 1-800-646-2252. 646-BAHA. And RanchoLeonero.com. It's unique.
XERRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
You're listening to the home of the Padres.
Oh, Rush!
San Diego's sports leader, the Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Good times here this morning, talking big fish fishing on the Red Rooster 3.
Yeah, good time to get through right now, too, at 877-792-1090 or 858-457-1090. You have a chance to win half-day fishing for two aboard the Daily Double. Go with Fred and the gang out of Point Loma Sport Fishing, and you get tackle rental if you need it, too, to go on that trip. Take a friend, go half-day fishing with Fred. Good half-day fishing in the spring.
Yeah, it is. It's been good this year. I mean, there's been good fishing. Everybody's, you know, had fair success. There's good bass fishing prime time. There's really good sculpin fishing earlier, which might be one of my favorite fish in the planet. I'm a huge fish taco sculpin guy.
The nice thing is you go on a half-day trip, you don't have to handle them.
You're right.
Yeah. Have the deckhand. Here.
Let Fred take care of this thing. Yeah. All right. Let's go ahead and jump into those phones, Rick.
You got it, man. We're going to talk next to Joe. He's calling us from San Diego this morning. Hi, Joe. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, how's it going?
What's up, Joe?
Joe.
Morning.
This is Joe Casio.
No way.
Yeah, I did.
What's up, Casio?
I never get a chance to talk to you, and you're the big fisherman now. Did they ever figure out how you got your job, how I was listening to Let's Talk Hookup all the time?
They
needed a deckhand, and so I called your uncle, and your uncle called you.
So about 15 years ago, Tommy was on here, Rothery Riddler, from the Supreme. And I get a call from my uncle saying, hey, Casio just heard that they need somebody. You need to go down there. And I ran down there.
On Let's Talk Hookup.
Get out of here.
15 years ago.
Wow.
How old were you?
God, I don't remember.
19 years old. Wow.
Yeah, he used to fish off PB Pier all the time. I'd see him all the time leaving the house. We lived right next door to each other.
Mm-hmm. So you went down and went to work for the Riddles, and the rest is history.
That was the start of my long-range career.
Wow. All started with Joe and Let's Talk Hookup.
I'm
not even a fisherman.
This big.
And I used to listen to the show all the time.
That's rad,
fantastic.
Joe.
Wow, that's cool.
Okay, well, Derek, we'll get together and go to Chiquita's. I'll talk to you later.
Hey, gotcha, Casio. Thank you.
Thanks a lot for the call this morning. That's a good story, yeah.
Now, you've always been a machinery guy. Like, I know everybody asks about Derek. Oh, man, that's, you know, you've been great with the engine,
great with the
machinery, yeah. Has that always been in your background, or is that something you picked up from working on long trips?
On long-range
tight boats.
I was the kid at 6 years old that took my dad's toaster apart and then couldn't put it back together.
A reel in a bag kind of thing?
Yeah. And I've always just been interested in it.
Mm-hmm.
And over the years, it's something I like to do.
Yeah.
I really like tinkering with things, making things work, and in this profession and my job, it's mandatory. You have to be able to make things work, to get the boat home safe.
Yeah.
And I take a lot of pride in that, being able to take people out and not have any qualms about, hey, if something goes wrong, I can fix it and get you guys back safely.
So something goes wrong with one of those big diesels, you can figure it out and put it back
together. I can troubleshoot it and figure it out, make it work, you know. Nothing's permanent solutions out there if you don't have an extra part, but you can put Band-Aids on it, make it work, come back, and fix everything at the dock.
A good chief like Derek has got to have two completely different skill sets, and one of them is to maintain and fix things the right way, and even more so important, maintain and fix them the wrong way. You know, meaning exactly that you just described.
You don't have a part.
Exactly.
Yeah, you got to make it work.
And those are two skill sets good mechanics don't necessarily have both of. You can be a really good MacGyver patch guy, or you can be a guy that knows how to do it the right way, but it's not often that you find people that can do both of those things.
You've
got
to be able to do the MacGyver patch and then get home and then do it the right way.
Right.
And do it the right way.
Yeah. The right parts and everything.
Leave the patch on there.
Yeah.
Fix it properly.
So you do all your own maintenance, everything on the Red Booster. You do all the maintenance, all the
me,
everything.
Andy, Tom, we all
the whole thing.
We have a diesel mechanic and a refrigeration specialist when we just can't figure it out and we need help, like anybody. But, and I dig it.
That's cool.
That's excellent. All right, Run Lane, Fast Lane Kayaks. I was down there yesterday. Man, you're busy down there at Fast Lane.
Oh, it's been really busy. And you know what? It just gets me thinking that this is going to be a great year because we're all just anticipating, you know, more fish.
Yeah.
That's
Can you believe
thing,
yellowtail, bluefin already in March here, Ron? Are you ready?
Oh, I'm telling you, I barely got my freezer down where I can put more in.
Yeah, you better put that snowboard away and get back out on the water.
No. Wait a minute. Well, now, we got a little time left.
Yeah, one of Ron's other passions, of course, going up the Mammoth and ripping it up. How fast did you go? Did you go your age this year?
Yeah, I did. I made it. It took 2 years and a new snowboard, but I made it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
Over.
And then I scared myself to death.
Well, going 70 miles an hour on a snowboard, you're out of your mind.
No, thank you.
No,
you
doubt.
You can have it.
Yes!
That is flying, dude. That's flying.
It's not good to hang with young kids when you're snowboarding.
Just driving down the I-5 like without a car around you. That's 70 miles an hour going down the hill on a snowboard.
Well, I Jimmy Hu, which is the up at Mammoth,
yep.
one of our friends and we fished with, man, you should see that guy go. Him and Hayden took off, so I had to try to catch him.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's pretty cool.
Yes, indeed. Well, you are slowing down. It's fast lane, but it's slowing down a little bit, and you're doing Fishing Mission now at Fast Lane. They're going full speed. I know at the Del Mar show, you guys were selling out on a lot of the dates, and you actually have some spots that came available here on upcoming Fishing Missions, right?
Yeah, I can't believe it. We've got 4 spots available for next weekend, a Sunday. And I got to tell you, that's going to be – I can't wait to get back out there and go fishing with Captain Wade and Afrin Abutin. Those guys are our guides. This is going to be a blast. It's $100. If you ever buy a boat from us, it comes right off the price of the boat. All your gear, everything is provided, and we have lunch. And it's a way you can get out on one of those new pro anglers or one of the new Outbacks with the new seat.
Yeah,
that's cool.
Hobie's just killing it with their new product, telling you.
I'll tell you what, you were working with one of our friends, Chris, yesterday. He was getting another Outback, and we were talking about how much we both like that Outback. The portability of the Outback, and now with that new seat, that's a great boat.
You know, that guy is a little bit like a golfer. You know, he has a certain kayak for every type of fishing he does. He was telling me, yeah, he ordered an Outback and then he had all these specific things he wants. And I go, well, you've done this before. And he goes, oh, I have an Outback at home and I have a pro angler and I have he was really a fun guy to sell a boat to because he knew exactly what he wanted and how to rig it.
That's cool.
Yeah, you go. So Fishing Mission next Sunday, 1 week from today, $100. And like you say, it comes off the top. How do we get a hold of you if we want to book one of those spots? You only have a few, right?
No, oh, yeah, there's only 4 for next week. I think we have some 2 weeks from then. But if you call the shop at 619-222-0766, and if the message machine's on, just leave your name and number. We'll call you back. You can email us at
fastlanesc@aol.com.
That's right. and you can just leave a message. We'll email you back. But I would suggest just calling Monday around 10 o'clock and then just booking a spot. We won't be there today. By the way, happy Easter, everybody.
Happy Easter, Ron. All right. And, hey, thanks a lot, Fast Lane Kayak and fastlanekayak.com. You can link that through the Let's Talk Hookup website at hookup1090.com. Fishing Mission. It's a lot of fun. Thanks, Ron. Have a great Easter.
Hey, thank you, guys.
Thanks, Ron. Keep that helmet on. See you later.
Hey, the phone lines are getting packed up again. If you want to get through, 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090. Your chance to get through. Let's talk to Doug calling us from Montebello this morning. Good morning, Doug. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hi. I was wondering about the Mexican permits. I know you guys get it from the landing to the boat, but what happens should the Mexicans come on a boat and for a commercial or a private boat, what happens if you don't have them?
It depends. If you're on your own boat and you're down there and you don't have a permit, I think they can legally take you to Ensenada and I guess deport you back to the United States and keep your vessel. I just don't recommend doing it without a permit. That's
find out.
Yeah, that's on the upper scale of what they legally can do. Chances are they're going to just tell you to go home, stop fishing, and go get a permit next time. And if you don't and they catch you again, you know, I can't say what they're going to do. But the gnarliest thing they can do to you is take you into Ensenada, impound your boat, and deport you back to the United States.
Yeah. And
all
of that
can't fish commercially in Mexico anyway.
Right.
No.
And all of that can be avoided with a $15 permit. Right.
Exactly.
I mean, like, you just get it. You know, it's $15 for a day. It's, you know, just shy of $40 if you want to get it for the week. It's $65
online.
You can get it for the year. I mean,
yep.
It's just
bottom line is just do it.
Get it.
Don't risk it.
And that's if you're fishing within 12 miles of the coast.
Well, that that's a Mexican fishing license.
Oh, you're talking about the fishing license.
Yeah.
You're talking about.
And then and then obviously if you're fishing within 12 miles,
the FMM.
Get the FMM.
Yeah.
Right.
So let's talk about that for a second for education for our listeners that have boats that are going down and fishing this yellowtail down
on
the Finger Bank.
Yeah.
You're within 12 miles. You need a Mexican fishing license. You need an FMM permit. And you also, the boat has to have a temporary importation permit. A lot of guys don't know that, but you do need, that boat needs to have, whether you're in your, whether you're in Mexico, whether you're 12 miles or 60 miles off, I believe, you need to have that temporary importation
permit.
The boat
also
has to be permitted.
Yeah.
Here's another thing I just learned too about that temporary importation permit too. If the boat has one already, like you buy a used boat, like I just did, and it had a temporary importation permit, you need to have that old permit canceled before you can get your new permit. So if that if it has a permit already on it and you're a new owner, you need to have that permit canceled through the Mexican government, and then before they'll even allow you to buy a new one online.
And let me say this, too, because I know a lot of people, and I will guiltily say myself very much included, was always thought that this was only a permit that was needed if you were making port, if you were going to land. Or I've heard a lot of people say you only need the temporary importation permit if you're taking passengers into Mexico. It's not the case. And it is also, there's some confusion of people that think that that is the same as a Mexican boat license, which you used to, you know, about 10 years ago, you used to need a Mexican fishing license and a boat fishing license. The boat license is no longer a thing. They did away with that. So you no longer need a boat license. This is something separate, and it's just, it's basically a registration for taking your boat. You know, it's a
temporary importation permit.
It's what it is.
It's $50. It lasts 10 years. It's not that big a deal to get. You just go online, go to the SAC website.
That's what I do, yeah.
It's the Sport Fishing Association of California website. Go right on their website. It walks you through how to get that.
That's where I get all my info myself, and that's where I send everybody. They did a really nice job. If you haven't been on the SAC website, it's sportfishingassociationofcalifornia.org, and they basically
calsportfishing.org.
In very easy English terms, you know, they basically line everything out. This is what you need. This is how you get it. Now here, click the link, and this will take you to the page. And this is what you need to pay for. This is what it's going to cost you. This is why it's costing you. Now click the link and pay for it. It's just spelt out really easily to deal with. And that's what I do every time I go.
Sure. And the other thing, too, is a lot of people are intimidated. Well, I'm not taking my boat to Mexico. I'm afraid, you know. Don't be afraid. Just do it right. And it's a very simple process. Fishing license, the FMM for every passenger on the boat. And by the way, there's no age limit on the fishing license in
Correct.
Mexico.
Good point.
Every person, no matter what their age, on the boat, whether they're fishing or not, has to have one if you're fishing in Mexico. Yeah. Versus if you're in California, you know, if you're under 16 or you're not fishing, you don't need to necessarily have one.
But, Pete, what you just said is so true, too. There's so many, there's so much stuff, I just don't want to deal with it.
It's not that hard.
It's going to take you 10 minutes. The temporary importation permit lasts for 10 years. You do it one time for $50, it's over. You never have to worry about that again. Mexican fishing license lasts for a year. You do it one time, and you're good. And the FMM process, once you've done it, I'm not going to lie to you, the first time you do it, you're going to fumble through it a couple of times. I can get FMMs for every person on our boat in 10 minutes.
Yes.
You know, I mean, it's not that big of a deal.
$25 a head, it's just a matter of
going. Done online.
And to have the opportunity to fish in Mexico, it's a small price to pay.
Well, look at right now. Look at where your options are. If you're launching your boat in San Diego, you can go north and maybe scratch out a couple of fish for sure, or you can go south and load up.
Yep.
You know, and for $25, I'm taking that run every time.
Heck yeah. Doug, good question. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Nick is calling us next this morning. Good morning, Nick. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Yeah, I had a quick question. I just inherited some custom fishing rods from a great older gentleman, and there's just a lot of differences with the fishing rods. One of them has a bunch of guides, and some other ones don't have so many fishing guides. What's the difference between having a lot of guides on a rod?
Well, the rod, there's a spline to the rod. Number one is where the guides are going to sit. Number two, it sounds like the one with a lot of guides is probably longer than the one that doesn't have as many guides.
No, it's actually shorter. And I was having trouble with using some Spectron. It was wrapping up a lot with one that had more guides.
Hmm. interesting. As far as functionability goes, I would say that is an interesting question. I'm kind of stumped on it.
What the guides are doing is when you put a bend in the rod, the guides are keeping the line going. They're following the spline that Derek was talking about. They're keeping the line going straight through the bend of the rod. And what they're doing is they're keeping the line from going underneath the blank, or they call it jumping the blank. So if you don't have enough guides, you can imagine when it's bent in the shape of a, you know, like a C or an upside down U. You don't want the line going from one guide underneath the blank and then back up to the other guide. They're just keeping the line in the same shape as the rod. And the more guides that you use, the better that bend is. But obviously, you can have too much because you don't want the entire rod full of guides. It's not going to bend the same. So traditionally, when we're building a custom rod, the good rule of thumb is one more guide than feet of length of a rod. So a 7-foot rod traditionally takes 8 guides. Okay. Not including the tip.
Yeah. And, Nick, what I would suggest is you take that equipment down to your local tackle store and just ask them, what do you think? What's this rod good for? What kind of rod is it? They'll fill you in. That's what they do, and they're very knowledgeable. I know there's a Turner's Outdoorsman right near where you live there in Boyle Heights. So check that out and take it down to the local tackle store and learn what it is that's involved in those rides. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right. Hey, let's jump back into the phones. Talk to Dennis. He's calling us from Norwalk this morning. Hi, Dennis. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Yes, I want to wish everybody a happy Easter today.
Thanks.
Happy Easter.
Okay. My question is, when you're working the surface on it or when you're doing the yo-yo on a lure, when does it come to play that you're going to take off the treble to put it on another hook?
Like a single hook instead of a treble?
Yeah.
That's a personal preference. I like fishing treble hooks. There's more hooks, better chance to hook the fish.
Especially yellowtail?
Especially yellows.
Yeah.
A lot of the guys who fish those big jigs for cows at night down there, Hurricane Bank, they use a single hook. Just because you get a big, nice Ford 7699, 7691 Mustad, 10-0, something like that. But if you're going to be fishing anything under, let's call it 100 pounds, I just stick with a treble hook. But that's me. That's just my personal preference. That's just the way I like to fish. Everyone has their own opinions on it, but I personally, I just leave the treble hooks on there. I might upgrade the treble hook if it looks like it's a light wire. I might go buy some of those owner stingers, 5-0s, something like that, and put those on there that don't bend. But I never change to a single hook unless I'm trying to catch cows on a big PL-68, something like that.
What about Wahoo? You always see Wahoo jigs when they're sold. Most of them all have single hooks in them. Would a treble still work? Is it different? Is there a reason you always
I think see a treble would, hooks on the would Wahoo? Still work. There's a longer shank, so there's more room for it to get into the jaw and penetrate more. So that's the advantage of having a single hook over a treble on your Wahoo tackle. But it's all personal preference.
Yeah, no,
I
doesn't
fish
mean
Wahoo
that
on 7Xs and Taddy 45s, and I don't change.
Doesn't mean that a treble hook doesn't stick them just fine. It doesn't mean that a single hook wouldn't stick a yellow on a 6'6 junior.
Exactly. You know, it's that thing where guys go, well, you told me I couldn't do this. Well, look, I just hooked a yellowtail on a chrome yo-yo jig. Well, yeah, of course, but painted is better. It's all about personal preference.
Yeah, and the other thing, too, we might add is, especially on a surface iron, if you change the hook on that surface iron, it's going to change the action of the lure. So not necessarily the right thing to do because it's all about the action of the lure when you're looking at surface iron.
Very correct.
That's probably why you leave that treble hook on that surface iron.
Yep, bingo. Yep.
All right. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out what lucky guy's going half-day fishing on the Daily Double out of Point Loma Sport Fishing. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mighty 1090.
It's long-range season and time to get your gear ready. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. We are proud to be Southern California's premier Shimano dealer. We have the best Shimano has to offer, including Talica, Trinidad A, Therese, Stella, Saragossa, Tranks, Terramar, Waxwing, Colt Sniper, Flatfall, Torium, Tiagra, and too much more from Shimano to mention. Bottom line, we have the most complete selection of Shimano saltwater tackle and the knowledge to properly equip you for your trip. Come visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego or on the web at saltwatertackle.com. Fisherman's Landing has been the choice of sport fishing anglers for decades with the largest fleet of long-range boats worldwide, complemented by Southern California's finest charter and open party fleet. From a half-day trip on the Dolphin to overnight trips or a long-range adventure, you can count on Fisherman's Landing to deliver the best. Check the website for all that is going on or call Fisherman's Landing at 619-221-8500. Book now at fishermanslanding.com.
Fishin' is the mission when Fast Lane Kayaks presents Fishin' Mission 2016. During April and May, you can take part in a guided kayak fishing trip with a professional guide and a top-of-the-line, fully outfitted Hobie Mirage Drive kayak. And kids are welcome, too. That's right, a 5-hour, fully guided kayak fishing trip on Mission Bay, including use of a Hobie kayak, fishing gear, and more. Spots are going fast, so you need to get on the kayak now. It's Fishin' Mission with Fast Lane Kayaks in Mission Bay. Call 619-222-0766 or check fastlanesailing.com.
For East Cape Fishing, Jen Wren is known as the best. This is Mark Rayer. Great service, top quality equipment, including all accurate reels, CalStar rods, and Cibran electronics, has put my immaculately maintained twin-engine cruisers in a class of their own. For memories of a lifetime, just bring your hat and sunglasses, and we'll provide a fishing experience that will exceed your expectations. Our calendar's filling fast, so don't miss out. For packages, two live webcams, a weekly fishery report, and more, check out TeamGenRen.com. We pick up at all East Cape resorts, so let's go fishing.
Great boats, free parking, and a fully stocked tackle shop. Just a few of the reasons Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top charter boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Eclipse, Apollo, Outer Limits, Pacific Star, Elgato Dos, Alexis, Pride, Privateer, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half, three-quarter, and full-day trips available. Check out the full-service tackle store at Seaforth Sport Fishing. And it's all run by fishermen for fishermen. 1717 Quivira Road, just off Mission Bay Drive in Mission Bay. Book online at seaforthlanding.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Indeed. What a great show, and big winner today.
Yeah, you got it, man. Half-day trip for two aboard the Daily Double at a Point Loma Sport Fishing is going to Devin in San Diego. Devin, congratulations. You are going to love fishing with Fred and the boys.
Indeed. Derek, somebody wants to go fishing with you aboard the Red Rooster 3. What a great vessel and great crew. You and Captain Andy Cates and the entire crew of the Red Rooster 3 just do a phenomenal job.
Well, thank you very much. You know, you can look us up online at redrooster3.com. You can look us up on Facebook. With all our maintenance going on, we'll be posting pictures on all throughout our maintenance season. Or you can call the office at 619-224-3857 and talk to Christina or Linda. Obviously, not today, but next week they'll be there.
Yeah, and look it up. You can link it right through the Let's Talk Hookup website on our long-range section of our links page, redrooster3.com, and get on the boat. Go fishing.
Come on down.
All right. Thanks, Derek. Great job. Thanks for coming in on Easter Sunday.
You're very
welcome.
Appreciate
that. Thank you for listening to us on Easter Sunday. Have a great Easter Sunday today, and we'll be back. Well, I won't be. I'll be on a plane on my way to Panama for our Pesca Panama Cast Tours Let's Talk Hookup trip. Next Saturday, Ricky will be here in the studio with Captain Tim Ekstrom from the Royal Star. And then next Sunday, Captains Mark Paisano and Paul Strasser from the Independence. Thanks for listening today. We'll be back next Saturday and Sunday. Thanks to Adam. Thanks to Ryan and you out there. And we'll see you next week right back here on the Mighty 1090.